And Father, we thank you this morning. Yet again, we come before you, Lord, to glorify your holy name and to thank you for all you have done for your people. Now, Lord, there is a lot of mountains in the life of your people. Today, we speak against those mountains in the name of Jesus. You shall be brought low. Jesus' mighty name. For not by power, neither by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Arise, O God, for the defense of them that trust in you. Show forth your arm of deliverance this morning. Answer our heart cries, O God. We throw ourselves on your mercies, Lord. Heed our petitions in Jesus' mighty name. Are there mountains in the life of your people? This morning, by the word of the Lord, even as you declare to Zerubbabel in that day, level it in Jesus' mighty name, that we may rejoice yet again in the salvation of the Lord. Say, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My heart, my horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over even my enemies, whatever enemy, spiritual, physical, because we rejoice in thy salvation. Thank you, Father. Receive all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's quickly open our scriptures to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Samuel 2, 9. It's the part 2 that we are, part B of it we are going to look at this morning. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. Amen. This morning, repeat with me and say, for by strength, for by strength shall no man or woman prevail. It has to be by the Lord. The title of the message this morning is Divine Intervention. Divine Intervention. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is basically when God steps into your situation. There are situations in life we have, and we try to micromanage it or try to resolve it and put in our strength and our effort to it. Divine intervention is when God steps into your situation, your problems. Now, I want you to know it can be spiritual, it can be physical situations. But no matter what it is, when God steps into that situation, things change. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? But God stepping into your situation is absolutely by grace, not by merit. And many of us sitting here or watching on the on the television of our own part of the world, I believe many of us have mountains, situations, that if it is something we can buy and order God or cry unto God and get him to get in here right now, sir, because it's overwhelming, many of us will stand up and say, yeah, such situations are there. These are when we have put in all our best, we have tried all we can, and we come to the conclusion, like Hannah said, that for by strength shall no man prevail. It has to be the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So divine situations, intervention will take over. And when divine intervention takes over, one of the things you have to see as we progress in this message is say, stand still. From this time on, Big Papa is taking over. The mighty God is taking over. Stand still and do what? And see the salvation of the Lord. Sister, so-and-so you have put in your best. Brother, so-and-so you have cried enough. And you have done all you can do. Now stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now we are encouraged by the Bible, by the word of God, to do what is necessary. Fight the good fight of faith, it says in some cases. Fight the good fight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even tell us to work out our salvation. This is when you have to do your part and do things to solve this dire situation, this mountain that is standing before Zerubbabel, standing before Emmanuel, standing before you. And you have to do whatever you have to do. You know, you do this, you try this, you run to human beings, you run to friends, you run to interventionists, you run to doctors, you run to financial managers, whatever it is in life, friends. And this is what God encouraged us to do. You are not to remain just stagnant. You have to fight the good fight. Even though Zion, in one case, says, Zion, yes. The Lord said, O Zion, deliver thyself. So, yes, we are encouraged to do these things. There are storms that you are supposed to navigate by yourself. There are storms of life that you are supposed to wait through it, fight through it, go through it. Believing God's grace, believing God's mercy, believing His hand to guide you through and to help you. Those are the things you are supposed to do. And while doing it, you have to remember that He says that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. But there just come a time that this situation or some situation is such that the arm of the flesh cannot prevail. Though you are walking with God and praying and doing your things, you know that at this point, I can't do it. I can't get it done. These are the times that it seems that the walls are closing in around you. These are the times that even mockery or pity sets in around you and say, oh, brother so-and-so is going through this. And you feel the impact. These are times like it seems like you're in the miry clay of life. Inside that bottomless, seemingly bottomless pit where there is no light coming inside it, and you look to the left and you look to the right, and it seems like there's no hope, there's no help. In fact, you felt left out. These are the times that maybe the doctor come in and give you and say, hey, we've done all we can. There is no cure for this. There's no solution for you. These are the times that you look to left and to the right and to up and down and say, where will my help come from? And being a human being, you are shaking. Because to be in the miry clay, inside a pit, a tunnel, it seems like no lifeline can reach you there. You're a human being, you are going to be shaking. It can be in any area of life. It could be in your marital life. It could be in your financial life. It can be in your health. It could be in things you are putting all your life to build. At a point, just everything just goes down the drain. And you say, where will my help come from? So there comes a time that you have to reverse to what we are going to touch on this morning. That this mountain that is before me, the only solution, and the only solution has to be the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I want to tell you that if your prayer does not look impossible to you, your prayer, you know, you say, why are you preaching negative? No, it's a fact. If your prayer does not look impossible to you, then that situation is not a candidate for divine intervention. I repeat again. It has to get to a point when even your prayer looks impossible to you. If it does not get to that point, then your situation may not be candidate for divine intervention. The roots, the foundation, everything has to be shaken for you to qualify, for the situation to qualify, for God to intervene. There's a difference in levels of intervention. I'm talking of when heaven steps in, because this is an impossible situation, because you can have nowhere to turn to, because you have no other option. Ezekiel was in the same situation. In that terrible valley, he saw all these bleached white bones. A man of faith he is. He can believe God. But he was asked, is it possible that these bones shall live again? He couldn't answer yes. No, because this is an impossible situation. He said, no, I'm not going to answer that. Lord, you knows. I throw it back to you. These are the kind of situations that seem possible to me and you. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the storms were blowing in the sea and the servants and the people were there, they did everything they could. They threw away all the loads, they bail the water out of the ship, they lighten the boats, they pull down the mast, all the intervention you have to do when the ship is in the midst of a storm. But it gets to a point, they say, no, we can't get this through by ourselves. They came to the master and say, Master, wake up, everything perish. This is time that you have to step in, Lord. Amen? When Pharaoh was after the children of Israel, they get to a point that they were before the Red Sea in the front. And right behind them is what? The armies of Pharaoh closing in to the kill. And that's the situation we are talking about. In the front, no way. Behind you, no out. And it has to be the finger of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Jehoshaphat found himself in the same situation. Three armies. Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, coming after him, small Judah. And from the human point of view, there seems to be no way of escape. They call unto the Lord and say, the only thing we have going for us now is that our eyes is on thee and thee alone. So if you are this morning having a mountain that has been chronic situation for years, for months, for weeks, and you are at a point that you can say conclusively in your heart, though you still believe God, my situation is impossible, then you are a candidate for divine intervention. And when God steps into this situation, it will be stand still and see the salvation of God. Before this, a lot of things happen that shakes our hearts. I can name two instances or so in my life that I've gotten to a point I know at this point that it has to be God and God alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because no flesh, no arm of the flesh can deliver me at this point. It has to be God. But God is merciful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The widow who has two sons and is in debt, I'm touching different areas of life, different areas of storms that can come upon us. And at a point, it's overwhelming. You've tried everything, you've done everything, you can know for sure there's no escape, except if God steps in. The widow was in debt for a lot of money. And they came to take away her two sons. Came to the prophet and said, I've done it all. I've tried it all. At this point, unless the Lord intervenes. And the prophet came in and said, go get some pulse. What do you have in your hand? And that is how God intervenes. I'm coming to a point this morning because at times the enemy comes with all this overwhelming burden. And at times many of us throw in our towel and say, it is beyond me. Yes, it's beyond you. I want to tell you that, yes, it's beyond you. And you are right to admit, to recognize that it is beyond you at this point. But you have to take it to the next level. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That if it is before me, beyond me, now I have to do what Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 says. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 and 7. Zechariah. If you are there, somebody in the monitor. Are you there? Okay. He says here, I will read it out for us. 4:6, are you opening it? Somebody in that monitor this morning? Nobody there? Okay. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become what? A plain. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become just an ordinary plain ground. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In preaching this message, I want you to pay attention from this point more, so that you can get something. This is where we want to say there are things we can do to attract heaven's attention to divinely intervene in our situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are things we can do to attract heaven's attention. When we get to the point where we say this mountain before Zerubbabel is so big, is so high that I know it's not by might, it's not by power, it has to be by the Lord and the Lord alone. Then you have to step into the next level. We are not to fold up and die. We are not to call up and give up. We are not to say it's hopeless, therefore I give up. There is still one that is higher than your problems. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is still one that sits above the circles of the earth, above in the high heaven. And his word is yea and amen. And when he steps into that situation, what happens is that you will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Now, divine direction, I want you to listen to this. Divine direction is a prelude or a forerunner to divine intervention. In our prayer, in our belief system, in our walk with the Lord, and we are seeking for divine intervention, I say that divine direction, that means God giving you a direction, is a prelude, a forerunner for divine intervention. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Throughout the Bible, you will see the same situation whereby people get to a point they have no out. But God, maybe through somebody, but God, maybe through signs of dreams or vision or maybe a prophet or by the word or through whatever means, will come and give you divine direction. For you to get a divine intervention, in most cases, you have to get first divine direction. This divine direction is such, take some cases, this example, Jericho. The children of Israel left this land of Egypt after 400 years of whatever, another 40 years in the wilderness. They just go through to the point where they are getting into the promised land, but there is Jericho on the way. And they cannot bypass Jericho to enter into the promised land because you don't leave enemy behind you. They can't circumvent. They have to destroy those problems before they can get into the promised land. Is it impossible for God to just level Jericho? No. But God gave them a direction for victory. And watch some of the statements I would have made, some of these are every time God will intervene, or most of the time that God will intervene and come and give you divine intervention, there will be need for divine direction. And that's where we miss it. I miss it. Many of us miss it. So they say, okay, here is what you do. Run around Jericho once a day, 7 days, 6 days, for 6 days. On the sixth day, run it seven times. And then when you are doing it, there is a process. He said, put before you the ark. The priest with the horn goes before the ark, and then the men of war behind, and go around for 6 days, once a day. And after that, on the seventh day, give a shout, for then the Lord will fight your battles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, if they have missed that divine direction, do you think there will be divine intervention? No. There is a spiritual reason for this. One is that maybe it is to see whether you have an enduring faith. One is for maybe that God is trying to take you through a process to learn something that you have not learned. Divine direction might be that for you to go and say sorry to somebody. Divine direction may be for you to forgive that thing you have been holding for many years. Divine direction may be for you to pray and intercede for another person who situation might be just as yours or worse. Divine direction might be for you to start doing things you are not used to doing before to attract heaven's attention to qualify you as a candidate for divine intervention. Bless the name of the Lord. Naaman was a leper, and he was a mighty man, a captain of the host of Syria. He left his country at the witness of a young girl who was a slave and said, go to this land and seek out the prophet of God. He came there and God gave the prophet a divine direction for Naaman to get his divine intervention for deliverance from leprosy. He nearly missed it. He nearly does what? Missed the divine intervention. Because the direction was go to this muddy water, dip in it 7 times, and you came up washed and clean. And to him, in the human eyes, in the level, and that's why I'm saying, when God is giving you divine direction, when it is in prayer, it may look out of norm. But follow it through and see what God will do at the end of it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? He may even lead you to entertain angels. And when you are entertaining that angel, it is the word or the ministry of the angel that will give you that divine intervention you are looking for. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It may lead you in any direction. When you are at this crossroad in your life that all seems to be hopeless, every effort is futile, there is no more way out for you in the human level. And all you can depend on, all you can look onto, all you can figure out that this time it has to be the Lord and the Lord alone, the Spirit of the Lord. Watch out, listen, pray, hope for divine direction. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So finally, somebody said to Naaman, okay, if they tell you to do some mighty things, you have done it. Why don't you just go and dip in the water and come out clean? Blessed be the name of the Lord. He did that, and what happens? He was made clear and whole. His body was cleansed. David was another man, and we can go through scriptures, so many of them here, that people have to do something as a prayer route, as a forerunner for divine intervention. Getting ready to go to war, God said, no, don't go and sit under the mulberry tree and listen for the stirring of the on the top of the tree. I can imagine his captain of the horse said, sir, why are you sitting down here? Sir, let us go. The armies of the enemy is almost upon us. Let us line up our men. Let us march. Let us get ready. Talk to the men. State only to them. But the divine direction has come from God and says, sit quiet. Be at peace in the midst of this storm. And listen to my voice. When you see the stirring on top of the trees, know that the Lord has gone before you. Brethren, if he has not listened for that divine direction, there will be no divine intervention. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when you see situations that get to this point, ask God, start praying for divine direction. In my own life, I have seen God's grace in that way. Say, here is what you do. Many a time the challenge may be on people around you to follow that direction. Because many a time the enemy will want to steer you in a different direction altogether to miss out on what God has ordained. Another thing you have to face and do is prayer. I'm not talking every kind of prayer. I'm talking of prayer of Isaiah chapter 62 verse 7. Can somebody open it for us? Isaiah 62 verse 7. Is the screen out today? Okay. He says this kind of prayer is such that, and give him no rest. Amen, everybody? And give him no rest. Till he does what? He established and he made Jerusalem a praise. Put your name in that Jerusalem. He makes Emmanuel a praise in their heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are talking of persistent and intensified prayer. I know that we pray in all our situation. I know we wake up in the morning and pray and the evening and whatever the Lord leads you. But when your situation is such that there's no way out but for God to give you divine intervention, another option, the way to attract heaven's attention is to intensify on your prayer life. And I'm not talking just any kind of prayer. I'm talking of prayer that will break down the doors, break down the wall. I'm talking of persistence. I'm talking of pressure on heaven, like the Bible said here and there, and give him no rest. Give God no rest. Knock in the morning, knock in the afternoon, knock in the night, knock in the midnight, knock wherever, and keep knocking until you do what the judge, until he does what the judge, in that case where the woman came to the judge and said, hey, avenge me of my enemies. In Luke chapter 18, verse 4 and 5. Luke 18, 4 and 5. And the woman keep knocking, and what did a man, and he will not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor even regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. Widows in those days seem to have a lot of challenges. They still do now. But they know how to fight this battle and win it. Some does good, entertain men of God, and so blessing comes. Some give of what they have, some goes to the prophet and approaches them. Say, help me out. This one, this particular widow was knocking and knocking, that an ungodly judge said, because even though I don't have fear of God, I don't have concern for any human being, but because of the intensity, the persistence of this woman, I have no other option than to answer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? So he went ahead and answered her. Another thing you have to do when there is need to attract heaven's attention to your situation for divine intervention is magnifying the word of God. Your problem have a name. Amen? Every problem have a name. If it is a sickness, it has a name. If it's emotional, it has a name. If it's a spiritual, it has a name. If it's a physical, it has a name. But it says here in the word of God, Psalm 138 verse 2, it says, thy word I will worship towards the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above thy very name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Start magnifying the word of God above the name of the problem you have. What do I mean by magnifying the word of the Lord above your problem? You see, Satan at times tries to pull wool over our eyes. Because you have been in this first stage of prayer and asking and doing things and believing God and nothing has come out of it. But you have reached the second stage and say, okay, I know that I cannot get anything done by myself. It has to be the Lord. The enemy can come and make it look like the word of God has no more effect. There is a reason that God allows things to delay. Me and you don't know that. The reasons. But all we can hold on to is that God's word is unchanging. And that if God has spoken, he is able to do it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you need to start to magnify the word of God above the situation. When you are praying, you are calling the name of the situation. And you are telling that the word of God is triumph, is above you. And you hold on to that word in the name of Jesus Christ. And you will see an answer at God's appointed time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another thing we are to do in this situation, and that's from what I practice, and that's what I see a lot of children of God practice, and that's what I've seen results come from, is this thing I'm mentioning to you. I have situation that I'm holding on to God. I have situation that I've held on to God that seems impossible, and God stepped in and walked through it, did it at the appointed time. You cannot, that area you have, you can't dictate time to God. It has to be his time. And that's how, where it is difficult for us, because God is God. His divine intervention has to be on his own time, but you have to keep persistent. Whether it takes a day, whether it takes a week, whether it takes a month, or years, you cannot give up from holding on to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So praising God, fasting, and testifying of what the Lord has already done in this situation is another way to attract divine intervention. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Acts of Apostles chapter 16, verse 25 to 26, start to take of Paul and Silas. They in a situation where they are in jail. There is no coming out of that jail because they are inside a prison and they are probably waiting to be executed. And so at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang and praised God. And the prisoners heard them. 26. And suddenly there was what? Divine intervention. And the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bonds were loosed. The Lord shall loose your bond today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every mountain that has held you down that you are looking at, every yoke of the enemy, we demand and command in Jesus' mighty name that you be loosed from it in the mighty name of Jesus. Because this is your portion, your inheritance as a child of God. They started praising God. They started calling on God. Even in the midst of this situation, they didn't give up until God divinely intervened. That is the ability what our God can do. Fasting is another way to engage God's attention into your problems, to divinely intervene. Jesus Christ fasted. Daniel went for 21 days when this situation is just beyond what they can figure out. And God sent an angel to come and bring an answer. Answer of peace. So as you fast, you take time to wait on the Lord. You take time to present your case. In fasting, if you go to Isaiah 58 or so, it starts telling you what happens when you start to wait on the Lord in fasting and prayer. You can do it in any level you can. Even if it's to miss a meal in a day while you bring this situation before God. Maybe you start with 6 to 6. Maybe with time you do one full day. As God gives you grace, God will honor his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So fasting, prayer and praising God. It does wonder to bring attention to your situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You know, when we talk of divine intervention, there's one particular case or cases in the Bible, we've named some of them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in that situation where they are believing God. They are holding on to the word of God. And the situation was so dire that their life, there's virtually no hope. The only thing that can intervene or can deliver them is God and God alone. And God did not fail them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The same God that was with Shadrach, the same God that was with Meshach, Abednego, he is your God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is your If God did it for them, that the fire that was going to consume or consume mighty men who even came to throw them inside that fire. And they went again and threw them inside that fire, and the people that threw them in died. But before they can hit the bottom of that pit, the fourth man was there already before them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I ask that the fourth man be in your case already before you hit the bottom in Jesus' mighty name. That he will be waiting for you. So that the condition, the atmosphere, the environment changed. become gold. And the king couldn't wait to see what happened and rushed early to see it. And so I saw, didn't we throw three men into this fire? Say, we did. But now I saw four people. And when they brought them fire, they said their clothes was not singed. Their body, their hair, nothing was happened to them. Because God intervened for them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm asking us today to believe God. The challenges you have in your life that has surpassed your ability to resolve, that the only thing that can deliver you from it has to be God and God alone. Do not give up faith. God is waiting for you. It may be that it is when you are thrown inside that pit. It may be that it is like the case of the man that died, stinking inside the grave already. 4 days, Lazarus was in it. There's a message I preached on that. 4 days late and yet on time. He was already bound. He was already inside the pit. He was thinking. But that is when God decided to come and call him out from it. Blessed be the name of the Lord, because God is able to do all things. The sister said, he's already in the pit. He must be stinking by now. You know, if you had come by the time we called you, 4 days earlier, you would have made him alive. The message I preached then said that it's just God's way of doing things to get the greater glory. The miracle is bigger. The testimony is bigger. And that shall be your portion in Jesus' mighty name. A bigger miracle, a bigger testimony, even when it seems that all hope is lost. This morning I want to encourage us, brethren, to hold on to God's unchanging hand. It is God's divine intervention that brought Jesus Christ into this world. Divine intervention has been going on since the creation of this world. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changed not. Let's stand on our feet as we pray. The world at this time needs divine intervention also. Things are so bad in the world at this point that good is called bad and bad is good. Men are women and women are men. Everything seems to be upside down. It looks like the mad people are ruling in the asylum. Father, we need divine intervention in Jesus' name. Father, there are your children here who have sought for a grace, for you to address situation in their life for years. And maybe now they've realized, just like I am myself, that it has to be the Lord and the Lord alone. But we know that your word is true. It says, not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Father, I'm going to pray one particular prayer for anybody who have a situation that is beyond human help in this auditorium this morning. I'm going to pray one particular request, Lord. And Father, I'm asking you to answer. And even as you answer and they are obedient, I ask that you intervene. I'm asking for divine direction on anybody here. As everybody close their eyes, if you have a situation that you know, and you know at this time that it has to be only God's intervention that can help it out. I mentioned in the beginning, I say, if your prayer does not seem impossible to you, you might not be a candidate for divine intervention. But if you have a situation that practically at this point your prayer seems impossible, futile, hopeless, then I just want you to raise your hand wherever you are. I want other people to close their eyes. I'm going to ask God that in the next three circles, you will have received a divine direction in the mighty name of Jesus. I was in driving on July 10th, actually driving down to the church. On before 51st Avenue and Thomas, coming down from somewhere in the afternoon around 1 p.m. I was driving, I didn't stop. Said there will be threes. Say, what three? He said there will be either 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 months, but not years. And somebody or people here that is listening or is listening at this hour will receive a direction that will clear the situation in the mighty name of Jesus. So just raise your hand with me if you have, if you don't have a situation that meet that criteria. If your situation is still being managed, you can still figure it out, or there's still hope for it to be figured out. There is no need for divine. Don't jump the gun. If toothache, that doesn't measure there. I'm talking of something that there is no hope for. You have been told there's no out. You know that there is no out. It has to be by the Spirit of the Lord alone. Then raise your hand with me in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, if it is your word that is spoken to me on that day, those that are watching on the TV and those that are here, they apply. Or those that will listen to this message later on. If in their life they have a situation that meets this criteria and qualify them as a candidate for divine intervention. Father, in this circle of 3 days, 3 weeks, and maximum of 3 months, give them clear divine direction in Jesus' name. And as they fulfill in obedience, Lord, bring divine intervention in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are God and never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Turn around this situation to your glory in Jesus' mighty name. For with God, nothing is impossible. Father, I thank you. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Receive all the glory, for this prayer is answered. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. The praise team, please.